Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cows here. Well, we won.
Yeah, Ireland beat Finland 1-0 last night in the Nations League clash, but in truth, they were lucky. The Irish manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson, said he wasn't jumping for joy after it. That's because Finland hit the woodwork twice in the opening half. They created a lot of chances before. Evan Ferguson rose very well to nod home Mikey Johnson's cross just before half-time. Ireland then had goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher to thank in the second half. He saved a penalty to ensure Ireland held on. For the victory, Ireland now head to Wembley on Sunday. They play England in the final match of the group then. John Kenny spoke with the Irish goalscorer Evan Ferguson, who agreed it wasn't easy for the Irish.
No, it's not easy. We knew what the game was going to be like, and we set up the way we did to try not concede, and obviously the game plan worked. Mm.
They had a lot of chances, didn't they? They hit the post twice. Obviously, Caoimhín made a great save from the penalty as well, and I suppose a lot of poor finishing as well from their point of view helped Ireland's cause.
Yeah, definitely. You can't play for Finland, and luckily it sort of went our way, which in the past it probably wouldn't have. So hopefully we can take this bit of luck and take the performance and move on to the next.
When the ball was teed up for you there by Mikey Johnson, you must have thought, hey, this is all my Christmas is coming in together.
Yeah, it's just, you see it come up and you still have to keep a concentration and make sure it gets there. But it's always nice when it comes up like that.
Yeah. What does it mean to you scoring for Ireland?
It means a lot. It's hard to say in a few words, but it means a lot.
Yeah. What about England now on Sunday? They won 3-0 tonight.
Yeah, we just have to wait and see. Get the game plan, come in, recover well, and see how it goes.
Mm. Looking forward to playing at Wembley.
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's obviously one of the biggest stadiums in England, and if you can do England and Wembley, then it's not a bad one.
Yeah. You'd content yourself with a win, obviously, there, but it's going to be tough, isn't it?
It's going to be tough. It was tough tonight. No international game is easy, so we just have to come together as one, recover and get ready for Sunday.
Yeah, good for Evan Ferguson. England should gain automatic promotion if they beat Ireland on Sunday. Last night, they had a 3-0 victory over Greece in Athens. Lee Carsley dropped captain Harry Kane for the game. Ollie Watkins, Curtis Jones and the known goal gave England control there. Amongst tonight's games, Northern Ireland host Belarus in League C. Now, rugby and Ireland's autumn series continues when Andy Farrell's side take on Argentina in Dublin this evening. Argentina have never won on Irish soil previously, but they come into this game having already beaten France, New Zealand, Australia and South Africa this year. The match will be live on Radio 1, kicks off at 8:10. Michael Corcoran has been talking to the Irish hooker Ronan Kelleher about lessons learned from last week's defeat to New Zealand.
Yeah, and I think through that critical analysis comes growth in the team. I think it's very important to take whatever learnings and whatever minute detail that you can and that you can improve on, and make sure you bring it going forward. We're obviously very disappointed with the loss last Friday night, but as I said, we're just trying to flip it around and look at it as a positive now, and try and take all them learnings that we will have to take from the game.
It's been an incredible couple of weeks for you. I mean, you know, with the injury, it looked as if you're going to be up for a longer period of time. You obviously put a hell of a lot of work to get to where you were. I mean, how did you feel as the game unfolded in terms of fitness and everything like that?
Yeah, it was okay. It was obviously disappointing to get the injury when I did, just in the first game the club season. But I think obviously a massive amount of work went in from the physios and the S&C staff to make sure I was fit and make sure I was fine out there, and make sure it wasn't sore or anything like. So I was massively happy and grateful really that I had the support that I had around me and that I was given the opportunity as well.
How important is it that there isn't a lot of crankiness this week, if you understand, you know, trying to put right what didn't happen last week?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously what's done is done, and it's about just bouncing into this week with the same enthusiasm and making sure that we're looking to string together a performance and put a plan in place that we'll be proud of on Friday night.
Against an Argentina team who did a really big number on Italy.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've obviously had mass performances throughout the Rugby Championship as well. We know Felipe and what he brings, and obviously he's a class coach that we had at Leinster for years. Yeah, we know they've loads of players throughout their squad who are very dangerous, so yeah, we've just been putting the plan in place to try and implement our game plan on them.
That's Ronan Keller. 8:10 the kickoff tonight. Now in golf, play underway on day two of the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Rory McIlroy shared the overnight lead in 5 under. He's last out today, but Shane Lowry and Tommy Kipman have both picked up 2 early shots and they've moved to 3 under par, just 2 off the lead. Seamus Power is 1 over at the Bermuda Championship. The leader's on 6 under, and on the LPGA Tour, Leona Maguire is 2 over at the Annika Tournament in Florida, 8 off the lead. In Gaelic games, Paddy Talley is the new Derry football manager. He succeeds fellow Tyrone man Mickey Hart. Talley will leave his coaching role with Kerry after being ratified by the Derry County Board last night. In tennis, the world number one Jannik Sinner continued his perfect start at the ATP Finals with a dominant win over the Russian Dani Medvedev. Playing on home soil in Turin, Sinner won 6-3, 6-4. It's a big night in boxing with the National Elite Championships at the stadium, and then at about 2:30 a.m. Katie Taylor fights Amanda Serrano in Texas. Katie weighed in at the exact same weight as Puerto Rico Serrano ahead of the highly anticipated fight. We'll hear from Texas later in the programme. It's also a busy day in racing with the November meeting underway in Cheltenham and action at home in both Dundalk and Punchestown.